We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Bill and Morgan from the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Q Morning Show on demand. This is our full show podcast.
It's everything we did on the show this morning, except there's no music, there's no interruptions. It's just us.
Thank you for listening. It all starts right now.
Broadcasting from the Halley Building in downtown Cleveland, it's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
All right, let's get a wellness check on everyone in the room.
Hello, mic check 1, 2, 1, 2.
How are we doing?
A little better, slowly but surely. Got some antibiotics in the system and we're ready to rock and roll.
That's good.
Yes.
Thanks for fighting it out this
week.
Yeah,
of course.
It's the Q Morning Show. We appreciate you being here. Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app, and it's the Q Morning Show. Morgan and Bill Ryan. Morgan's feeling better this morning, so she says, but why are you feeling guilty today?
I'm feeling very guilty today.
There's a lot of things. You're feeling stuffed up.
Mm-hmm.
You're feeling like, you know, you've got a sinus infection, but why are you feeling guilty?
Okay, so we talked about yesterday how this was going to be the test for my fiance, David, right? He knows that I'm sick. He was listening to me on the show yesterday and he was texting me. He's like, "You sound horrible." I was like, "I know."
That's good for your confidence.
Yeah, really. And so we were talking about, is he going to, you know, have your meds ready? Is he going to do all your errands?
Oh, and yeah.
Wouldn't you know, he did everything for me yesterday. He picked up my prescription. He went and ran errands for me. He picked up the groceries. He did everything. So he passed the fiance test. And do you know how I repay him for it, Bill Ryan?
What did you do?
I forget to wear my engagement ring to work today. And I feel guilty.
I don't think that that's...
I know. It's just... I feel naked. And I've heard that said a lot. Like, I feel naked without it. I never really understood it. Until now.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think that... so many people take it off for so many reasons. You know, if you're working out, if you're doing, you know, something in the sink, you know, you don't want to get it in the dishwater or whatever. You know, my wife takes her engagement ring off and her wedding ring off all the time.
Really? I never do.
And I don't think she wears it to work at all either because she doesn't want it to get scratched or damaged. I think it's pretty
So you're
common.
Telling me your wife never wears her wedding ring?
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. I'm the opposite. And maybe it's because it's my first, it's like the first piece of jewelry that I've ever worn, but I don't ever want to not have it on. I had it on in the pool when we were in Florida and David was like, "You're swimming with that thing on?" And I was like, "Yeah, I mean, you got it for me. I'm supposed to wear it everywhere, right?"
I think it's only a problem if David had a problem with it. Like if he actually was legitimately upset that you we're going to work without your engagement ring on.
Yeah, well, he doesn't know yet, so he's about to find out. We'll check in later and see if he's ticked at me or not.
You know
he
what?
Won't be.
He should be worried about is your propensity to lose things like that.
Yeah, like, that's true.
Like AirPods, engagement rings.
Hey, I found the AirPods. I have not lost my engagement ring yet, so... We're going strong right now.
But at least your ring is home and it's safe.
Yeah, really.
We know where it is.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Thanks for being here. It's Morgan. My name is Bill Ryan. Hey, Morgan, my mom's on the phone.
Well, hello. Now you really can't introduce yourself as Bill's mom, Bill, because your actual mom is here.
I'm right here. Good morning.
Good morning. Sally is my mom's name.
Good morning, Sally.
You can call her Sally.
Yeah, you can call me Sal. My friends call me Sal. My kids call me Sal.
We do call you Sal.
Okay. Yeah. I like it.
It's fun to call her Sal. The reason that my mom is on the phone this morning, Morgan, is because we were going to do this a couple of days ago, but Morgan was in Florida for a little mini spring break. But this past weekend, my mother, Sally, who lives in Rocky River now, celebrated her 80th birthday.
Oh, that is so amazing, Sally. Happy belated.
Thank you very much, and I'm very blessed to have made it to 80.
Did you have a fun time on Saturday night with your family and grandkids?
I did. You know, that's all I wanted for my birthday. No presents, no nothing, just to be with my family.
Yep.
And you know what? We sat and watched videos that were on our phones on the television. We put them on the television of the grandchildren when they were little for 3 hours. We sat till midnight and watched that.
Yeah, we watched like my brother's wedding and stuff like that. And man, yeah, we've done a lot over the years. That's for sure.
Absolutely. I wish I had taken more videos after that night.
And you're getting a lot of nice messages on Facebook. Have you seen a lot of those?
Every one of them, and I'm trying to answer everyone, but man, it's like 100, and it's hard to keep up.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of love. And there was someone that reached out to me, and I think they just sent the message to me. They're like, "Bill, I love your mom. She's America's mom. She's the new Carol Brady."
Oh, Carol Brady!
Oh my!
Which made me laugh. I never thought of you as the Carol Brady type. Anyway, so the reason why you're here, Mom, I thought we'd play a game called Morgan versus My Mom.
Ooh.
So
okay.
I have three fun facts about me. One of them is a bold-faced lie. Two of them are true. So Morgan versus My Mom. Let's see who knows me the best here.
Okay. Well, Morgan always wins these because she's so good at this.
I don't know about that.
I'm so bad at this.
Well, they're fun facts where I tried to make them so generic that either of you, like, obviously my mom has the advantage from knowing me since birth.
Right.
Morgan, you've only known me a little over a year, but I think there's so generic that I think that you both have a fair shot at winning this.
Let's do it.
Okay.
And the disadvantage is my old age and my weak mind.
Oh, no.
So we'll be equal here.
All right. Morgan is, she's also fighting this sinus infection this week.
Yes, so. I'm a little groggy.
Yeah, go easy on her. Okay, here we go. Three fun facts about me. One of these is a lie. Two of them are true. Here's the first one. I have spoken on the phone with two former U.S. presidents. That's number one. Here's number two. I was once on the game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire to play for charity, but I lost at the $500 question. That's two. And your third fun fact about me, which may or may not be true. I met my wife, Paula, in July of 2001. We were living together 2 months later.
Ooh, that's tough. Mm.
Morgan, you want to guess first?
Sure.
Which one is the lie?
Okay. I'm going to say that the lie is you were not on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
All right, so that's Morgan's guess, number two. What about you, Mom? What do you think? Which one's the lie?
Well, I know it's not the one about Paula. Two U.S. presidents, though? Oh, my gosh. No, I'm gonna agree with Morgan. Can I agree with Morgan that you weren't on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
You can do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
No, well.
Of course you can. No, you can.
I'm going to go back to the two U.S. presidents.
You do not believe that I've spoken on the phone with two former U.S. presidents?
Yes, I'm going to go with that one.
All right. Morgan, you are...
I lost again, didn't I?
Morgan, you are...
Yay!
Right. Mom, you
should have went with your gut.
Wrong.
You should have went with your gut, Mom.
I should have gone with the millionaire.
Oh, man.
I have spoken on the phone with two former U.S. presidents, one of them being Jimmy Carter. The other one being former President Donald Trump. And that's just in my radio career, booking them for radio shows as guests on the show. I'm a former radio producer. I thought I'd get you there at the... that was my way of telling you that Paula moved in with me 2 months after meeting me, Mom. I don't know if you...
I already knew that.
You did know that one? Because sure. I don't remember telling you back when it first happened.
Moms
so.
Always know. Well,
you know what? We're not stupid.
So you knew we were shacking up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your dad and I discussed it at length, yes.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm glad you didn't put a stop to it. All right, Mom, thank you so much for playing Morgan versus my mom, and happy 80th birthday.
Happy birthday, Sal.
Oh, thank you very, very, very much. Enjoy listening to you guys every day.
Oh, girl, I like you. I do.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. Good morning. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Morgan and Bill Ryan. We've been talking a lot about ChatGPT around here and artificial intelligence because I think the robots are coming. I really feel like they're coming for my job someday. I think we're headed in that direction. But man, I saw this story this morning about this guy who's on TikTok. His name is Dimitri. And he's bragging about how he has used ChatGPT to get dates on Tinder. And he said that he wrote a love poem to someone using ChatGPT. He used it to impress someone on Tinder and to get a date. And it worked. And he even posted like the screenshots of their messages back and forth. And the woman that he sent this poem to using ChatGPT, she says in the text, "I've never had a guy write a poem for me before."
Oh, no.
And this is so cute.
If she only knew. Starting out your relationship on a foundation of lies.
On a lie. That is exactly what he's doing right there. So I thought I would try it right now because I was like, okay. So ChatGPT is writing poems? I guess so. I mean, it makes sense to me. We heard from, who was that called in on the Cleveland Confessional the other week? She was using ChatGPT to write essays to get through a course that she's taking. So I'm going to type in here on my ChatGPT because I've been playing around with this for a couple of weeks now. And I'm going to try to be specific. So can you write a get well poem for my friend and coworker? Her name is Morgan. We work on a radio show in Cleveland. She is feeling under the weather today.
Sinus infection.
She has a sinus infection. Womp. So I'm going to hit this and then, all right, it's thinking. Let me play some poem music.
Yeah, please, because I'm coughing up a storm over here.
Here it comes. It's spitting it out.
Okay.
Of course, here's a poem for your friend Morgan. This is ChatGPT. Morgan, my dear coworker and friend, I heard you're feeling under the weather. Let's mend. Your sinus infection's got you down, but we'll help you rise above the frown. I also need my glasses.
Get your glasses on. Come on, Bill. It's your moment.
You light up our radio show each day, but now it's time for you to rest and lay your head down. Close your eyes and breathe. Let your body heal and believe. We miss your laughter. ChatGPT thinks you took the day off today.
Yeah, I didn't take the day off.
We miss your laughter, your wit and charm, but take all the time you need to disarm. The sickness that's making you feel low will be here waiting for you to glow. So rest up, dear Morgan. We'll hold the fort. And when you're ready, we'll welcome you back with sport. Until then, know that we're sending our love and wish you a speedy recovery. From above.
Okay, not bad. I would give it a solid 8 out of 10. There were some flaws. Obviously, like you said, I'm at work today.
Yeah.
And it said in the poem, like, try to breathe. I can't breathe. Listen to me. That's the problem, ChatGPT. I cannot breathe out of either nostril. So I think your concerns, Bill, they're not valid. They're not going to come take our jobs, at least not this year, maybe next year.
No, I think this poem is kind of crap.
You could write a better one?
I think my second grader could have wrote a better one.
Aw, we'll give him some homework tonight.
What does it mean, wish you a speedy recovery from above? It's like,
God.
From above. Yeah, like, does ChatGPT think that I've died? Does it think I'm standing over you in bed? I don't know.
See, there's still some kinks that they got to work out.
Totally. All right. What you want to know Wednesday? We've got that this morning. Sarah, so this is so funny to me because We always get whatever DMs that we get to at the Q Morning Show on IG, or if it's an email, we always try to figure, okay, what are we going to do with this? Are we just going to talk about it? Are we going to put it on the Cleveland Confessional? And we thought that the DM that we got from Sarah Jean in Brunswick has to be a What You Want to Know Wednesday.
Yes.
So we have that coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Mic check, 1, 2, what it do?
Wake up.
Waking you up and playing all the hits.
Give you the feeling from night to day.
The Q Morning Show.
Q104.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for being here. So the fallout from St. Patrick's Day. We've been getting these emails. We've been getting these DMs. By the way, our Instagram, at the Q Morning Show. And some of these we've been trying to figure out, okay, what are we going to do with this? We had a Cleveland confessional yesterday. That was from Victoria, who was leaving the bar on St. Patrick's Day night, and she took three phones with
her. Three phones.
Only one of them was hers. And this one from Sarah Jean in Brunswick. When I saw it, I was like, all right, I love this. This is so unusual, but I don't really want know what to do with it. So I thought it could be a What You Want to Know Wednesday.
Let's do it.
So let's bring in Sarah Jean right now. Good morning, Sarah Jean.
Hey.
What you want to know?
I want to know the phone number for the guy I was talking to on St. Patrick's Day.
She wants to know the phone number for the guy she was talking to on St. Patrick's Day. And how do you think that we can help with this?
Okay, so I know his number is in my phone. I can't find it because I don't remember his name.
Okay.
So you remember everything else about this guy besides his name?
Yeah, he's like super hot. So like, what is his name? I have no idea.
Okay. So the conversation was good. And how do you know that his number, though, is in your phone?
Oh, I saw him put it in. Like, I gave him my phone, and then he, like, put in his phone number. But I've been looking through it, and there's only one name I don't recognize. So I'm just, like, not sure, but I don't want to text it until I, like, know for sure, you know?
All right. So what is this name in your phone that you don't recognize?
He typed it in there as, like, the letter J and then Mike. So I've never, like, seen a J Mike in my phone before, so.
Okay, and, like, the name doesn't ring a bell, like, his name wasn't Jay?
No, I don't. I literally don't remember his name at all.
And nobody remembers from your crew, like, one of your friends that met him, too?
No, they don't. And, by the way, like, you should know that they are all, like, huddled around a car radio somewhere, like, listening to this. This is, like, actually a dare for me to get in touch with you guys.
Oh.
Call this number.
They're intrigued, too.
Okay.
Yes.
And you don't want to call this number yourself, or you don't want to text this number and say, hey, this is Sarah Jean. Did we meet?
No way. Like, not if it's, like, him.
Okay.
But if I do find out that it is him, then I can text him, but, like, not until
yes.
I'm sure.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
All right. J. Mike, we need to put you on hold here for a second, Sarah Jean. We got to get the phone number from you so we can call it ourselves. J. Mike. Okay. I hope it's not John Michael.
Who's John Michael?
He's the voice of the Cavs. He's friends with my brother.
Okay.
I hope it's not John Michael. He's married with kids, so I know his wife wouldn't appreciate that.
Yeah, maybe Sarah Jean. I don't know. Never mind.
Was it the voice of the Cavs, John Michael, that you were talking to on St. Patrick's Day? It couldn't have been.
I don't know how hot he is. I've never seen his face. I'd have to look him up.
The Cavs had a home game on Friday night. It couldn't have been him. He has an alibi. He was calling the Cavs game. All right, so we're going to put you on hold here, Sarah Jean. You give us that number. What you hope to be is the mystery guy that you met on St. Patrick's Day, and hopefully we will reunite the two of you. Hang on. What You Want to Know Wednesday? It continues next on the Q Morning Show.
Can't get you off from all this late night talking.
It's the Q Morning Show on Q104. What You Want to Know Wednesday? We have Sarah Jean from Brunswick on the phone right now. It's St. Patrick's Day night. She's out with her friends, and she meets a guy. And you hit it off with this guy, right, Sarah Jean?
Oh, yeah.
And he's super hot. You have good conversation.
But you just don't remember his name?
Not a bit. No idea.
But Sarah Jean believes that his number is in her phone because she handed the phone to this guy and he entered his phone number into your phone.
Yeah.
But you have scoured through your entire contact list, and you think that every name is accounted for except for one.
Yes.
And that's some guy named J. Mike.
Yep.
All right. So we have the number. And by the way, Sarah Jean is too afraid to call this number on her own, and she's too afraid to text. So that's why we're going to do it anonymously for her right now.
Okay.
All right. So I have the number right in front of me here. So if you're ready, Sarah Jean, we're ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try to get in touch with J. Mike. Here we go. I don't know if I thought this through, Morgan.
Do we ever?
Well, I mean, if the guy doesn't answer. I mean, I guess if we get voicemail, that'll be fine. If he doesn't answer, though, at all, that'll suck.
I'm nervous.
Hello. Thank you for calling. Jersey Mike.
No!
Oh, my God!
No!
All right.
JerseyMikes.com.
No!
Well, I was...
Not Jersey Mike's!
What a disappointment.
J. Mike! He put in Jersey Mike's phone number.
Well, wait a minute. What if you... Sarah Jean, what if you put in J. Mike? Maybe that was you that put in J. Mike.
I don't know. It was a mess of a night.
Oh,
really?
No.
Wait, I'm thinking... I'm trying to think positive here. I'm thinking that Sarah Jean put in Jersey Mike's a long time ago, and maybe this guy is still in your phone somewhere.
Oh, I was thinking that he was giving you a fake number and just gave you the number to Jersey Mike's. That's, I mean.
Oh, my gosh. Now there's more questions. There's more questions than answers right now.
I mean, it's something that I may or may not have done before. I didn't give them Jersey Mike's phone number, but other things.
What's an example of a fake number that you've given someone?
Oh, again? My gosh.
Like you don't just make up numbers. Like, you give someone like an actual number to something else.
Yeah, I have before in the past on like a dating app when a guy has been really weird to me. And normally it is like restaurants. But one time I gave like the Walgreens pharmacy number. So that's where my mind went. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm thinking positive here, Sarah Jean. I'm thinking that you put in Jersey Mike's for convenience sake, and this guy's still in your phone.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, gosh.
Either way, please get back in touch with us when you get to the bottom of this. And if we can help you out some more, we'll do it.
Oh, my God. Okay. Hi, friends.
In the meantime, while we're here, if you want to order a turkey and bacon, we can do it online here,
hey,
Sarah Jean.
Don't put salt in the wound.
Oh, that's great.
Ew.
J. Mike is Jersey Mike.
Oh, gosh.
What you want to know Wednesday? It's the Q Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Who's the smartest suburb in Cleveland? Your suburb is counting on you. It's the Battle of the Burbs on Q104.
Your sinus-infected host of Battle of the Burbs is Morgan. We have all of our players here. I do not know their health status.
No sinus infection questions today either on Battle of the Burbs, so we're good.
We're ready to play.
We have Akron, North Royalton, Chardon, and Concord getting ready to rep for their city. Let's kick things off. Well, our first contestant just hung up, or did you click the number?
That was not my fault.
Okay, so let's go to Megan in North Royalton. She will kick us off this morning. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
The city of North Royalton has 8 wins. We're going for win number 9 and a chance to see Shaggy and TLC. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Question number 1. Which Hollywood actor is giving the commencement speech at Harvard?
Aaron Eckhart.
Sorry, no, Megan. Sorry. This one came from the Hollywood Dirt Sheet. Let's go to Diana in Chardon. Diana, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Oh, hey. We need your energy this morning, Diana.
Yes. Woohoo.
Woo! What gives you all that energy? How many cups of coffee have you had?
I have none. I'm just normally like this.
Oh, just living life.
I love that.
Yes.
Diana, can you be our hype girl? Can we just call you when we feel like we need more energy?
Absolutely. Anytime.
I love it. All right. Chardon has one win, going for win number two. Are you ready to play?
I am, and I listen to the Hollywood, that thing.
All right, here we go. Yes. Which Hollywood actor is giving the commencement speech at Harvard?
I have a terrible memory. Is it Denzel Washington?
No, it's not Denzel Washington. But I appreciate you telling us that you listened to this. Let's go to Paul in Concord. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're okay. Hoping you can at least get the first question right. Are you feeling confident?
Yeah, I got the first one.
Okay, cool. Here we go. Question number one. Which Hollywood actor is giving the commencement speech at Harvard?
Tom Hanks.
That is correct. Question number two, also coming from the Hollywood Dirt Sheet. Ed Sheeran's new album drops on May 5th. What is it going to be called?
I don't know.
It's going to be a tough one today.
Woo! Okay, let's go round two. 216-474-0104. Only two of the four questions out there. Not feeling very confident, but we can do it. We'll go round two next.
Get ready for another round. Battle of the Burbs continues on Q104.
Just a reminder, we're going to have John Mayer tickets for you coming up after 8 this morning. Trying to win the Shaggy and TLC tickets right now.
Yes.
It's round two of Battle of the Burbs. It's been a while since we've gone to round two.
I know. I thought I made the questions too easy yesterday, so I made them a little bit more difficult today. But we're going to kick round two off with Karen in Strongsville. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
27 wins for your city. Are you ready to play?
Let's get 28.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Which Hollywood actor is giving the commencement speech at Harvard?
Tom Hanks.
Ed Sheeran's new album drops on May 5th. What is it called?
Subtract.
What animal is often referred to as man's best friend?
Dog.
That's correct for the win. Karen in Strongsville. What is the rarest blood type?
O negative.
It's not O negative. Thanks, Karen. Let's go to Danielle in Brooklyn. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Danielle?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm doing good. Your city has three wins. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay, question one. Which Hollywood actor is giving the commencement speech at Harvard?
Tom Hanks.
Ed Sheeran's new album drops on May 5th. What is it called?
Subtract.
What animal is often referred to as a man's best friend?
A dog.
For the win, Danielle in Brooklyn, what is the rarest blood type?
I believe it's AB negative.
I believe that's you're it. Right, Danielle. Congratulations.
Yay.
This is a big concert. Shaggy, TLC, En Vogue, and Sean Kingston. It's going to be perfect for a summer night. It's a summer night's tour. What can you expect?
I'm excited.
Congratulations, Danielle. Tell everyone listening who made you a winner.
Q104.
Oh, I love that.
Who are those people?
Yeah.
From the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center. Hurt in a car? Call KNR.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's the Q Morning Show. Great to have you here this morning. It's Morgan and Bill Ryan. Morgan, let me ask you this real quick. It's a personal question.
Okay.
How much are your bras?
Honestly, I haven't bought them in a long time. I would say $45 to $50.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
That's insane. My wife said the same thing to me yesterday. She's like, I got to get some new bras. And I'm like, okay, we'll go get some new bras. And she said, I know, but they're like $40.
Yeah.
Like, the one that I want is like $40.
They're expensive.
And I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? $40?
It does depend on where you get them from, obviously, but the more expensive ones last longer. So it's like, do you want to pay $20 and have to get new ones every year? Or do you want to pay $50 and keep them for 5 years?
We should get into this at a future point. Like,
how
maybe,
much are bras?
Not just bras, okay. But like for women, I mean, it's just so expensive to maintain you.
Yes.
The
very.
Maintenance required to be a woman is astronomical, I think.
Yeah, like, I mean, when you consider like getting your hair done, getting your nails done, of course, all those things aren't like necessary to live. But even, you know, pink tax is real. Women pay more for everyday items that they need just because they're women. It's Horrible.
Okay, I'm going to put a pin in that. Yeah, we should get into that. Like things that are more expensive for a woman, I guess, as opposed to a man.
Yeah.
And what are those things? Because I learned about the bra thing yesterday. I didn't realize that they were so expensive.
Yeah.
The other thing that we want to get into this morning is, why is your kid grounded right now? We'll explain in less than 10 minutes.
I love radio because it plays all my favorite songs and it wakes me up in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
The mirror, it must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero.
Q104 plays the hits. That's Taylor Swift. Did you see the TikTok video of the couple that got married at one of the Taylor Swift shows?
I did.
There's the audio of it really isn't good, but there's a Taylor Swift concert going on, and do you have to pay for the officiant to come in with you? I guess
the person
that's marrying you, do you have to buy them a ticket too?
Unless they're Swiftie and they wanted to go anyways.
But they were there in full wedding dress, she was wearing a wedding dress, he was wearing a tux, and they got married at the Taylor Swift show in Arizona.
Love that for them.
See what happens this Friday. I'm sure Friday will be crazy in Las Vegas. It's the Q Morning Show. So we're talking this morning about, what did your kid do to get, why is your kid grounded right now? That's what we're asking, because my kids are coming off a grounding today. It just popped up within the past week, where after bedtime, the two of them will get up and just start doing things.
Yeah.
Like the other night, they were playing soccer upstairs, and our bedroom is downstairs, and I'm already in bed for the night because I got to get up early in the next morning, and I feel like the ceiling's going to crash down on me. So I have to go up and yell at them, and they're just kicking a soccer ball around. They're having the World Cup in the hallways of my upstairs. So I had to ground them, take away their electronics. They're getting them back today. And then we saw this on TikTok. Her name is Romy Coppola. She's 16 years old. She's the daughter of director Sofia Coppola and the granddaughter of famous director Francis Ford Coppola. She got on TikTok to explain why she's grounded right now.
Make a vodka sauce pasta with me because I'm grounded. Because I tried to charter a helicopter from New York to Maryland on my dad's credit card because I wanted to have dinner with my girlfriend. Okay, let's get started.
It's hard to hear her.
She wanted to charter a helicopter from New York to Maryland?
Right, she wanted to visit a camp friend. And she
on her dad's credit card. And she got grounded. Yeah, no crap.
She's grounded, but apparently Sofia Coppola did not take away her electronics because Romy is making TikTok videos.
Yeah, what is she grounded from? Her dad's credit card? She's clearly still allowed to make TikToks.
Maybe she just is stuck at home. She can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. So we thought we'd throw it out there and tell us why your kid is grounded right now, right at this moment. What did they do? 216-474-0104. It's the Q Morning Show.
I guess you moved on really easily.
It's the Q Morning Show on Q104. Why is your kid grounded now? Let's go to Randy in Mayfield. Randy, good morning.
Good morning.
How old is your kid, by the way?
16.
16, and what did he or she do?
He had tennis practice for school, went to practice, was supposed to walk to his grandparents, which is 10 minutes from the courts, and went to a friend's house instead. By the time I called him that we were coming home, he said, oh, I'm already home. I got home at such and such a time. I got home and he wasn't there.
Oh.
He walked home. He got home about 5 minutes after I did.
So he lied about where he was.
Yes.
Yeah, I got to say, your son is terrible.
It was already house.
Your son is terrible at skipping things. Like, he's really bad at this.
And we had already told him the house he went to, he wasn't even allowed to go to. He had no permission.
Oh.
Okay. First question, how do you skip out on tennis practice? Aren't you in big trouble on the tennis team and the coach?
Well, he didn't skip it. He just neglected to go where he went after. He neglected to go to the place we told him to go afterwards.
Okay.
Which was straight home, right? Or to grandma's?
Actually to his grandparents,
yes.
10 minutes from practice.
Right, right, right.
And where is this place that he went to? Is it a girl's house? Is it just a... Oh, it is a girl's house.
Yeah.
Is she a high school student as well?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Oh,
is it young love?
I don't even know.
And you're like, that's why he's not allowed to go there.
So he spent the entire afternoon there, lied to you, said he was at home, wasn't even... Man, the things you do for love.
So what is he grounded from?
He lost his phone.
There you go. That's one way to stick it to a 16-year-old.
Right.
Yeah, so that the two lovers can't text each other and say, hey, come over to the house this afternoon.
Right, well, and spring break starts next week, so it's going to be a rough spring break without a phone.
Oh, how long did he lose it for?
He will probably not have it until he goes back to school.
Whole week at home with no phone. What is he going to do?
Yeah, you're serious about this, Randy. All right. Yeah, he needs to get better at sneaking around, that kid.
Yeah.
Like, if he wants to see this girl on the sly, he's got to do a better job.
Is the phone the go-to thing to be grounded from? Because Ellie got grounded from the phone during our Florida trip this weekend.
What did Ellie do? How old is Ellie, by the way? I forget.
Ellie's eight. Eight years old.
What did she do? Now, when you say grounded from the phone, I'm assuming that she likes to have it to play games and watch videos and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, she's always asking for Gigi's phone or for Poppy's phone. And, you know, she had disappeared for a while. We saw her. She was down at the dock. But she came back up, and we all opened our Instagram to find that Ellie had posted 20 TikTok videos to my mom's Instagram page doing TikTok songs to Green Green Grass. This is the song. And she's just dancing around. Look at her.
That's hysterical.
She says, I'm very sad because I leave from Florida today. If you're going to Florida, like this video because I'm in Florida. And 20 of these videos on my mom's Instagram account.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. So there's a video. I'm looking at a video of her dancing. And then did she put some celebrities in that video,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, she found, like, stickers of there's Jenna Ortega because she loves Wednesday. She says, if you like Wednesday Addams, like this video. She puts Selena Gomez in one of these videos. It says, good morning, everyone. And she's doing a dance with Selena Gomez on the dock.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm assuming that she knew she was not allowed to post on your mom's Instagram.
Yeah, not 20 videos either. 20. And the worst part about this all is that my mom hasn't deleted any of them. I'm like, what are you doing?
Is your mom kind of secretly like them?
I think she does.
She's kind of proud.
Yeah, she's like, Ellie, you can't be on my phone anymore, but I'm not going to delete them. You know what I mean? It's so weird.
Your mom has street cred with second graders right now.
Yeah, literally.
She doesn't want to delete those videos. She's getting lots of views.
So funny.
That's so great. All right, Hollywood Dirt Sheet. We'll get to that next after Meghan Trainor.